If you continue listening to this episode right now, you turn it on, and if you proceed, I am taking that as your consent for me to personally come at your life. Okay, we're on the same page? You here for it? All right. Welcome to the Anxious Therapist Podcast. My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I am a licensed therapist, online mental health coach, and I have anxiety and depression. I am here to bring you raw, real, relatable content to remind you we are never alone. And today's episode is no different. Are you ready? Let's do this. My tough love episodes seem to be the most popular. When you have that like, okay, damn girl, call me out feeling, that's growth. That awareness and insight is really powerful in your life. So I want to do that again today because this is a message that I have been needing in my life currently as I am in the depths of my own healing journey again, back in therapy doing EMDR with my own therapist and really working through the shit. So whether you are, you know, actively working through some things or you are just maintaining the progress you've made up until this point or you're really struggling, wherever you're at, I hope this resonates. I hope this hits home. Today I want to challenge the way that we think about healing and growth. You know, I love analogies and metaphors, and we're going to do that for just a second today. When you have moved your body, you know, whether that be going on a brisk walk or doing some yoga, swimming laps in the pool, dance, lifting heavy weights, whatever it might be, when you choose to move your body and then you experience muscle soreness, you know, you can hardly lift your arms in the shower to wash your hair, or sitting down on the toilet to go to the bathroom is just like grueling. Like you're like, oh my gosh, like that sore feeling in my body is a sign that I had a great workout and my body is changing. It's growing. Like, I don't even care if it's like mowing your lawn afterwards. You're like, dang, my legs are so tired. I like must have really exerted some energy and built some strength because I'm wiped out from that. And you're proud of yourself. It feels good to have challenged your body physically in such a way. I want us to start thinking about our mental health and our healing the same way. That soreness that you get from physical exertion, think of that as discomfort in mental, emotional world. When your discomfort rises because you are setting boundaries, you are saying no, you are having difficult conversations, you are processing painful memories from your past. You are having tough moments of accountability and recognizing some of your own unhelpful behaviors. That discomfort is growth. And it is a sign that what you're doing is working. So rather than that automatic feeling of, oh my God, I don't like being uncomfortable, so I'm going to stop doing whatever it is that I'm doing. Keep going. Acknowledge it and say, yes, this is uncomfortable and I'm growing. Right now, I'm feeling really uncomfortable because I feel good. My everyday life is not being severely impacted by my mental health right now. And so I had this moment where I looked right at my therapist and I said, you know, I almost hopped on our session today and told you that I want it to be done for now. And she started to laugh because she's a therapist. She gets it. I said, I'm at a good spot and I'm resisting. I don't want to start digging back into my trauma because I know it gets worse before it gets better. So I wanted to avoid that discomfort at all costs. And I thought, I'm good. Like, why do I need to dig into all of that? Let me just live my life, man. Like, but I know at the end of the day, this temporary discomfort pays off in the long run. Because I still have significant and severe triggers and pain that I need to work through. So I was at a crossroads and I got to decide, do I lean into the discomfort, the temporary discomfort of doing this trauma therapy, or do I settle? Do I say, life's good as it is right now and forget about it? Both are viable options. And when you come to that crossroads, sometimes you're going to choose the discomfort and sometimes you're going to choose to stay where you're at. For me, you guys know I love healing and growth. I'm a bit obsessed with continuing to evolve and reach that next level. But when you're faced with that, when something challenges you, are you saying, I'm just not going to do it because it feels uncomfortable? Or are you leaning in? Are you allowing yourself to be in those hard situations so that you can learn and grow? When you're working out and the trainer says 5 more reps and you feel like you only have 2 left in the tank, but you somehow find the energy and the strength to finish all 5, how do you feel? Proud, empowered, confident. Now we need to transfer that same energy to your mental health. We often think of anything that's uncomfortable as being bad, as to be avoided, when in fact the opposite is true. If you have ever been in a serious romantic relationship, for example, those conversations that you dread the most, like, I do not want to bring this up. I do not want to have this argument, this disagreement, this conflict. When you finally have the conversation, whether it be like a knockdown, drag out, all out fight, or it's handled really calmly by both parties, afterward, what usually happens? You feel closer to your significant other than you did before. We have to have conflict in order to have repair. Meaning you have to have the ability to look at the problem and do the work to come up with a solution. It builds strength. It builds resiliency. It builds confidence. Your first therapy session might be terrifying. By your 15th therapy session, you are in a groove. You are making progress. You are working through big things. Discomfort is not to be avoided at all costs. It is to be acknowledged, and sometimes you have to take that first step. So whether you decide to go to therapy, whether you decide to work with a coach, or you do work on your own, you're journaling, you're reading personal development books, you're listening to podcasts like mine, you are engaged in your own kind of self-therapy, whatever it is, be okay with the discomfort. Know that you are still safe, even when it feels uncomfortable. That you can do these hard things and be proud of yourself for it. Just like when you thought you couldn't do that last push-up. And maybe you went down to your knees, but you still grinded it out. Bring that same energy and commitment to your healing journey. You don't have to wait until you are good, living your favorite life, to be proud of yourself. Every step you take, every time you are uncomfortable setting that boundary, uncomfortable having that difficult conversation, uncomfortable advocating for yourself, each time you put yourself in that difficult situation and persevere, you're building strength and resiliency. And that is optimal healing. I'm so proud of you for being here. I'm so proud of you for putting in the work. I see you and I honor this journey. I am right here with you. Let's keep fighting together.